Welcome to Fashionable Magic, first show of Hampshire of 2013. We have some great songs lined up for you. Got some stuff to talk about a little bit. I saw The Hobbit over break. Can talk, give a little bit of a review of that. But first things first, here's a little. I'm gonna start trying something a little different. I play a lot of music. I was thinking. Maybe try also doing some comedy stuff. Just see how that works in. So here's off of his album, I Have a Pony. Here's Stephen Wright on Fashionable Magic.
Love the Stones. I can't believe they're still doing it after all these years. Got on an elevator and this old guy got on with me. And I was over near the buttons. I pushed number four. I said, where are you going? He said, Phoenix. So I pushed Phoenix. Doors opened, two tumbleweeds blew on. We stepped off, we were in downtown Phoenix. I said, you know, you're the kind of guy I'd really like to hang around. He said, well, I'm going out to the desert, you want to go? I said, sure. So we hopped in his car and started driving out to the desert. He told me he spent most of his life working on a research project for the government trying to find out who financed the pyramids. He worked on it 30 years and they paid him an incredible amount of money. He told him he was pretty sure it was a guy named Eddie. We get out to his house 500 miles in the middle of the desert. The phone rings. He says, you get it. So I went over and I picked it up. The man said, Stephen Wright? I said, yes. He said, this is Mr. Haynes, your student loan director from your bank. He said, yeah. He said, you're 62 bank payments behind. We found out today from the institute you attended that they received none of the $17,000 we loaned you. We'd really like to know what you did with it. So, well, Mr. Haynes, I'm not going to lie to you. Gave the money to my friend Jiggs Casey. And he built a nuclear weapon with it. I'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't call me anymore. I have several hobbies which I enjoy to the fullest. I have a large seashell collection which I keep scattered on the beaches all over the world. Maybe you've seen it. I also collect rare photographs. I have two very rare photographs. One is a picture of Houdini locking his keys in his car. The other one is a rare photograph of Norman Rockwell beating up a child. Museum of Natural History in New York, accidentally walked into the ladies' room, said, sorry, I thought this was an exhibit. They got all upset. Women can't live with them, can't shoot them.
Money, and it seems such a waste of time. moving out. Been singing with my band, cross the water, cross the land. I've seen every blue-eyed floozy on the way. Got their beauty and their style, we're kinda smooth after a while. Take me to their dirty ladies every time. Come on.
Oh, won't you take me home tonight?
Welcome to Dalek Relaxation for Humans. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Now exhale. focus on slowing down your breathing into a calm rhythm. Inhale. You are becoming more and more calm. Exhale. You are feeling more and more relaxed. Inhale. Calm. Exhale. Relaxed. Inhale. To breathe slowly and calmly. The aches and stresses of daily life are floating away. Your tension has been exterminated. Exterminated!
That was Dalek Relaxation tape, something I found on YouTube that is just wonderful. And before that, it was Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. Gotta love that song. Preceded by Moving Out from Billy Joel. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Hampshire Radio. How you doing today, people? I myself am actually feeling just a little bit off today. I'm not sure how much talking I'll be really doing this particular show. It's not like it's not awful. Just I think I'm gonna focus more on the music today. My co-host Annie, who is currently in Delaware. Actually, she said that she might visit, but we don't know how. If that's going to happen, probably not for within the next 45 minutes. And I couldn't find anybody else to fill in, so it's just me. And that's not really bad, I don't think, but I don't really do as well hosting just by myself. So, yeah. Just something I really wanted to share. I really feel that everybody needs to hear this. At least once, or preferably as often as possible. This is the classic comedy sketch Who's On First on Fashionable Magic, Hampshire Radio.
Look, Mr. Blotters, I mean, after all, if you're in a ballpark, they always sell peanuts and popcorns and things like that.
I know that, Sebastian, but not in front of them. I beg your pardon, Frank.
Ladies and please. Gentlemen, and also the children, will you excuse me for a minute, please?
Thank you. What do you want to do?
Look, Mr. Blotters.
What are you doing?
I love baseball.
Well, we all love baseball.
When we get to St. Louis, will you tell me the guys' names on the team so when I go to see them in that St. Louis ballpark, I'll be able to know those fellas?
Well, now, is it all right, folks? All right.
Excuse me, I want to find out the fellas' names.
As long as it's okay with the
audience. I'm crazy about baseball.
Will you stand still? Pick up your hat. Go pick up your hat.
Okay.
Now, look. Then you'll go and peddle your popcorn and don't interrupt the act anymore?
Yes, sir.
All right. But you know, strange may seem, they give ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names?
Nicknames, pet names.
Not as funny as my name, Sebastian Dinwiddie.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Funnier than that?
Oh, absolutely. Whee! Yes. Now, on the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellas' name on first base.
Who?
The fella playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
Have you got a first baseman on first?
Certainly.
Then who's playing first?
Absolutely.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Why shouldn't he? Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. After all, the man earns it.
Who does?
Absolutely.
Well, all I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no, no. What is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy.
What's the guy's name on first base?
What's the guy's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him.
How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
Stay off of first, will you?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Now, what's the guy's name on third base?
Well, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Well, I can't change their names.
Will you please stay on third base, Mr. Broadhurst?
Please. Now, what is it you want to know?
What is the fella's name on third base?
What is the fella's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. Woo! You got an outfield?
Oh, sure.
St. Louis has got a good outfield?
Absolutely.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
Stay out of the infield.
Don't mention their names out here.
I want to know what's the fella's name in left field.
What is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Oh, take it easy. Take it easy, man.
And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. He's center. Will you pick up your hat, please? Pick up your hat and stop this. Now, look, please.
Mr. Broadhurst.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You got a pitcher on a team?
Wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
I don't know. Tell me the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me the date?
I'm telling you, man.
Then go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen. Who is not pitching? Who is on?
I'll break your arm. You say who's on first?
Why come up here and ask?
I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. You got a catcher?
Yes.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
That's all. St. Louis has got a couple of days on a team.
Well, I can't help that. All right. What do you want me to do?
Got a catcher?
Yes.
I'm a good catcher, too, you know.
I know that.
I would like to play for the St. Louis team.
Well, I might arrange that. I would like
to catch. Now, I'm being a good catcher. Tomorrow's pitching on the team, and I'm catching.
Yes.
Tomorrow throws the ball, and the guy up bunts the ball.
Yes.
Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I'm going to throw the guy out at first base. So I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw it to first base.
Yeah.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Who has it?
Naturally.
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 Okay.
Now, you've got it.
I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to first base.
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
Okay.
All right.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You don't. You throw it to who?
Naturally.
Well, that's it. Say it that way.
That's what I said.
You did not.
I said I throw the ball to naturally.
You don't. You throw it to who?
Naturally.
Yes.
So I throw the ball to first base and naturally gets
it. No, you throw the ball to first base.
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying that.
Excuse me, folks.
All right, I'm sorry, friend.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
Well, say it that way.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't get excited. Now, don't get excited.
I throw the ball to first base.
Then who gets it?
He better get it.
All right, now don't get excited. Take it easy.
Hmm. Now I throw the ball to first base. Whoever it is drops the ball, so the guy runs to second.
Mm-hmm.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. A triple play.
Yeah, it could be.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't care.
What was that?
I said, I don't care.
Oh, that's a shortstop.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try. Scratch. You must first invent the universe. Space is filled with a network of
destroyer of souls. We will one day venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The cosmos is full beyond measure. Elegant truths of exquisite interrelationships of the awesome machinery of nature.
I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
But the brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares, it synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions.
The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns, the rising of the Milky Way. The sky calls to us. We do not destroy ourselves. We will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? From the Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch, our image of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
How lucky we are to live in this time, the first moment in human history when we are, in fact, visiting other worlds. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
The surface of the Earth is the shore of the cosmic ocean. Recently we've waded a little way up, and the water seems inviting. Socialist state that cared for the people like me.
I am the man who arranges the blocks that descend upon me from up above. They come down and I spin them around till they fit in the ground like hand in glove. Sometimes it seems that to move blocks is fine, and the lines will be formed as they fall. Then I see that I have misjudged it. I should not have nudged it after all. Can I have a long one, please? Why must be? I am the man who arranges the blocks that continue to fall from up above. Come, Moscow White, let the workers unite. A collective regime of
compromise, for we know that the old regime must die. Long live Lenin, kill the Tsar. We salute the sickle and sore. I am the man who arranges the blocks that continue to fall from up above. The food on your plate now belongs to the state, a collective regime of peace and love. I have no choice in arranging the blocks under Bolshevik rule. What they say goes. The rule of the game is we all are the same, and my blocks must create unbroken rows. Long live Stalin. He loves you. Sing these words, or you know what he'll do. I am the man who arranges the blocks that are made by the men in Kazakhstan. They come 2 weeks late and they don't tessellate, but we're working to Stalin's 5-year plan. I am the man who arranges the tanks that will make all the Nazis keep away. The Führer is dead and Europe is red. Let us point all our guns at the USA. We shall live forevermore. We can start a nuclear war. I am the man who arranges the blocks that are building a highly secret base. Hip hip hurrah for the USSR. We are sending our men to outer space. I work so hard in arranging the blocks, but each night I go home to my wife in tears. What's the point of it all when you're building a wall and in the front of your eyes it disappears? Pointless work for pointless pay. This is one game I shall not play. I am the man who arranges the blocks.
But tomorrow, I think I'll stay in bed. The winter is cold. I've got plenty of gold. And I'm standing in line for a loaf of bread. Maybe we'd be better off if we brought down Gorbachev. I am the man who arranges the blocks that continue to fall from up above. The markets are free, so much money for me. Tell me, why should I care for peace and love? The markets are free, so much money for me. Tell me, why should I care for peace and love? Peace and love. Peace and love.
And now the wall is down, the Marxist frown. There's foreign shops all over town. When in Red Square, well, don't despair. There's Levi's and McDonald's there. The US gave us crystal meth, and Yeltsin drank himself to death. But now that Putin's put the boot in, who'll get in our way? So we reject free enterprise, and once again the left will rise. Prepare the flags to be unfurled, 'cause we're seceding from the world. We shall regain the Georgian soil. We shall obtain the Arctic oil. We shall arrange the blocks and toil forever and a day.
Cold to dungeons deep and caverns old, we must away. days like torches blaze with light. The wind was on the withered heath, but in the forest stirred a leaf. Their shadows lay. Dark things silent crept
Hollins, Misty Mountains, main theme from The Hobbit. I really did like that, The Hobbit, although you have, I know that a lot of my friends did too, but it did have some, couple little problems, meandered a bit in places, it's not like that they added or subtracted stuff, that's part of adapting, but you sort of feel that it, I really wish Martin Freeman been more the focus of the movie, because he was a great, he is Bilbo in this movie. It's really great. I loved him in basically everything he's done. Haven't seen too much of The Office, but I loved him as Arthur Dent and as John Watson. So... And I am so looking forward to the next two movies. I really think that Peter Jackson and the Peter Jackson Tolkien team, for lack of a better term, since one of them is deceased. They are Peter Jackson is does a great job with pretty much all of Tolkien's work. I think just the best thing I think I did last year, I bought, as a Christmas present for my parents, I bought them the extended editions of all three Lord of the Rings movies. We're going to watch them all together when we have the time and the chance. So that'll be fun. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Hampshire Radio. I'm going to... move things along with some more music. I'm thinking a little bit of David Bowie. How's that sound with everybody? Alright, this is Ashes to Ashes on Hampshire Radio.
say it's true.
They got a message from the action man.
I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all of needed love, saw the details fall away. The shrieking when nothing is giving, just pictures of Jap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money. Ashes to ash and fuck to fuck it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's mind, hitting an all-time low.
Time and again I tell myself I'll stay clean.
Well, the weather for the whole area will continue much the same as the past few days. Temperatures 17 centigrade, that's 49 Fahrenheit. Winds will freshen later tonight to southwest, force 6 or 7. And there will be showers, sometimes heavy in many... Oh, sod it. I didn't want to do this. I don't want to be a weather forecaster. I don't want to rabbit on all day about sunny periods and patches of rain spreading from the west. I want it to be a lumberjack leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the lofty flowering cherry, the plucky little aspen, the limping rude tree of Nigeria, the towering wattle of Aldershot, the maidenhead creeping water plant, the naughty Leicestershire fleshy oak, the flatulent elm of West Ruislip, the Quercus maximus bambergascoini, the Epigillus labata hueus greenus. With my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea. I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
He cuts down trees, he wears high heels, suspenders
and a bra.
Ball and chain and keep us from the roaring waves. Get her on the boat, but forever we'll be free. So sail away, a ball or rig, the moon is falling, so are we. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. Yeah! Sonny gives a boy a satellite and left the someone reeling. Johnny Storm is standing on left, passenger is sailing. What became of rebels? The set for you and me. They're up and with their demons in the search for liberty. Forgiven in the four corners of hell. So sail away on a ball and chain, keep us from the roaring waves. Get her on the bite, but forever we'll be free. Sail away on a ball and ring, the moon is falling, so are we. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. Yeah. When a trip to bed with slander, idiots, they gave advice, but something gave no answer. Anger kills a human soul with bitter tales of lust. Like Pavlov's dogs, he's chewing on the legs they never trust. Oh, sail away on a ball and chain, keep from the roaring waves. Get along the void, but forever we'll be free. Sail away on a ball and ring, the moon is falling, so are we. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. We're seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. Yeah! We'll be right back.
sense.
Well, he was just some Johnny Sauce Man when he walked into that kitchen. And the chef picked up the odor and put down his Solzhenitsyn. He said, make yourself at home, boy, I just pre-warmed all the griddles. You got 20 minutes starting now, eat some gourmet vittles. Basil and thy parmesan shrimp, live lobster, hamster, Worcester, Munster, caviar, radicchio, snow pea, scampi, roquefort, meat, skirt, blue beef, fettelite, pork, lox, side bank, scantelope, sheep, shank, covelone, flatbed, goat, set, soup, gruyere, cheese, enter there, please, and a beef, cheese, spas, and a cabbage, and the crawfish claws. Sure, he was just some Johnny Saucepan when he walked into that kitchen. But his genius with the food stuff's got the old chef's taste buds itching. Johnny Saucepan bought the restaurant and the chef came all unglued. But there'll always be a lineup for that strange and wonderful food. Basil and thy parmesan shrimp, live lobster, hamster, Worcester, Munster, caviar, radicchio, snow pea, scampi, roquefort, meat, skirt, blue beef, fettelaire, pork, lox, side flanks, cantaloupe, sheep, shanks, provolone, flatbed, goat, set, soup, gruyere, cheese, engineer, please, and a beef, cheese, swaz, and a cabbage, and the crawfish claws.
Johnny Saucepan by Moxie Fruvis. You're listening to to Yurt Radio, Fashionable Magic. Before that, it was The Seven Deadly Sins by Flogging Molly, preceded by the Lumberjack song from Monty Python. Yeah, I know. Winding down the show for today, I think it's been all right for first one back after the break, but if you didn't like it or you want to make suggestions for what you want me to play next week, you can contact me on Facebook, Fashionable Magic. I'm also on Tumblr, yurt-fashionable magic. Or you can, I guess, if you feel really desperate, you could probably just slip a note under the yurt door or something. It's right in the middle of Hampshire campus. I think that'll be it for today. I got some stuff to do this afternoon, but it's been a great, I really enjoy being back. I really do love this show. So, for all of you out there listening, hope you had a good time, and remember, black magic goes with everything.